He hated when Eliza threw the fact that she technically worked for him between them like razor-top concertina wire. "How can I go? I'll be busy cleaning up after 20 people, and I don't feel comfortable sending my child along for someone in your family to babysit."
"First of all, the primary rule in my family is if you don't work, you don't eat, as I've told you before. Everybody will help you clean the kitchen before we leave. Watch, Pop will insist on it. And second of all, you have to come." "Fine, consider it an order if that helps you sleep at night. We both know Maddie's heart would break if we left her home."
She was silent, brow furrowed as she concentrated on rolling the last bit of dough into a ball. "Can't you see how awkward this is for me, Aiden? I'm a total stranger to your family, a total stranger who works for you. What are they going to think when I just start hanging around, going on sleigh rides and eating dinner with you?"
"They're going to think the more the merrier. And 5 minutes after they all show up, you will feel like one of the family. One of my pop's favorite Irish sayings is, there are no strangers, only friends you haven't met yet."
She huffed out her breath. "Do you always manage to get your own way?"
"Not even close," he murmured.
How could she say that when she came up with excuse after excuse to fight the feelings growing between them? She gazed at him, and her mouth trembled slightly. Just enough that he knew he couldn't go another moment without kissing her. In this, he insisted on his own way. As he lowered his mouth, she caught her breath, and he saw her pupils dilate. Then turned shocked when he only pressed his mouth to a dusting of flour on her cheek.
"You had a little something there," he said, his voice low.
"Oh." Her lashes fluttered down, and she leaned into him slightly, almost as if she didn't realize it. Just before he leaned in to kiss her, really kiss her this time, he heard the mudroom door slam and cowboy boots on the tile.
"Jim."
He eased away and stepped back a pace, just as the man strolled into the kitchen. Jim looked between the two of them with a slight frown, as if he sensed some of the sparkling tension in the room, but wasn't sure of the origin.
"There you are, boss. We should probably get moving to pick up your family."
Right, his family. He needed to focus on his priorities here.
"You're absolutely right. Let's go."
Before he left the kitchen, Aiden turned back and found Eliza pressing a hand to her cheek.